going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm still sort of in that mode where I'm like, I can't believe it. And I think, actually, because one of the three or four times I tuned into Steiny and Goo today, I pop on right around noon, and I hear Guru going, I don't feel it from the Warrior fans. Still. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling confident. I don't feel the buzz. I don't feel the juice. Where is it? And I do think, you're going to get mad at me, I do think that there is a little drip, just a little drip of happy to be here. I know that that's like, champions don't do that.
I get it.
But yeah, there is.
I'm not mad at that.
There's a little bit of you're happy to be here. I don't mean you're going to play like that. I don't mean, oh, it's okay if we lose in five. I don't mean that. But in this moment, and I hope the Warriors don't bring it to the court tonight, but there is. There's a little bit of we're happy to be here. Because I do think a lot of us spent 48 hours thinking that the season was about to end.
Well, and I think it's because of the short turnaround. That's why we have a little bit of that same feeling. Because I woke up in a little bit of the same way. I mean, woke up, I didn't really sleep last night, but...
Why not?
I got this, like, this cough, and I got this long thing.
You up?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Why don't you get some of those knockout drugs?
Tonight.
You can knock yourself out.
Tonight we're going to go ahead and go LL Cool J. I'm going to knock you out. Yeah, but...
Mama said
you know, last night we tried to ride it out, and so... Whatever, I'm not going to complain, but I had many thoughts in the middle of the night of kind of what you're talking about, which is, man, they have another series.
Dude,
you know, I'm appreciating
exactly.
It, but I don't think that when you get that much of a short turn because Sunday happened and Sunday night and you come in Monday and you do what we did and then now you wake up Tuesday, it's like, oh my God, they have a game? If they had a game tomorrow, I do think that all of us would be a lot more ready to rev up and get after it and really talk about, like, Minnesota, let's break it the blank down. But at the same time, if they go out and they lose and they go down one game to none, well, yeah, everyone will be very activated come tomorrow.
Well, sure. Everyone, like, I mean, you lose a playoff game, you freak out. That's what is happening today in Oklahoma City and Boston. Although they'll all act like they're not, you know what I mean? Because those are like, those are the big bad, the one seed, the defending champs, all that. They're going to act like it's all good. It's not all good. When you lose a playoff game, you carry that sucker around with you for 48 hours or 72 hours or however long it is until your next game, and you feel like the world is falling, and then you win one game, and you feel unbeatable, and you cruise around with your chest out for 48 hours. Like, that's the rhythm. That's the process of this whole thing. But, like, there's no doubt compared to what was happening going into the weekend that – for a fan, at least, this does feel less stressful. Tonight is less stressful than Friday and Sunday were.
For sure.
No question.
Well, it's game one. Game one's always going to be less stressful, even though if you look at the numbers, and I know numbers are numbers.
I looked it up.
Yeah, and if you look at the team that wins game one in an NBA series, they win about 75% of the time. But when the road team wins game one, it's about 50-50. And that's
that's interesting.
Yeah.
See, that's in because that's what we're looking at last night. And I don't know.
All three of them.
Nobody thinks now Cleveland and Oklahoma City are going to lose the series.
Right.
Nobody thinks that. It might happen, but
nobody thinks
that. Well,
the history would tell you that those teams, I think they win about 49% of the time when they lose game one at home. And, you know, the majority of those teams obviously go out there and they win game two at home, but that's kind of what the Warriors are looking at. If you can get one of these two, if you get game one, obviously now you're in the catbird seat as a veteran team. If you just win one of these two, which is what the Warriors have traditionally done in these series, you're going to be fine.
Well, absolutely.
And I think that takes away a little bit of the, not the urgency, but the stress of it. Like game seven, oh my God, there's nothing more stressful than a game seven, especially when you're up three games to one.
And I, no doubt, and I treated mentally, the hell if I have anything to do with these games, but emotionally, I treated game six like game seven because I thought that they weren't going to win the series if
and
they
part
lost
of that
game
too
six.
Was, you know, you were there and it was home and you were with the lovely Christy.
Almost fainted. I was sitting next to Rocket fans. And I hate them. Yeah. I never even met them. I didn't ask their names. But for those 2.5 hours, I hated them.
Right. And
they seemed like nice ladies.
That was one of those games where you never felt like the Warriors had a hold on anything.
No, they got beat. They got roundly beat.
They got beat. They got beat, but they never even had that, like, oh, here they come.
Well, they cut it to two at the end of three quarters.
Yes, but it never felt to me watching it at home
like they were
going to
win.
Right. I mean,
they're the worst team that night.
But you watch game seven and they're up and it's like, oh my God, okay, Draymond, okay, buddy. And you're up and you're still up and buddy from half court, okay. One felt like, okay, actually might happen.
I think that's what you're tapping into is what I'm trying to sort of wrap my head around with these NBA playoffs. They're different. This is different than I think anything we've ever experienced before. And here's what I mean by that. I truly do believe that on any given night, any of these eight teams can be the better team on the floor that night. We've watched this. 20-point leads dissipate in the snap of a finger. It is bananas how quickly these teams take a 20-point deficit and turn it into 10. And you're like, okay, well, now you got a basketball game again. And so there's that. There's parity. There's just unbelievable three-point shooting. And then there's the old cliche of make or miss league. And everybody's going to have sort of like, I give both teams in all these series one game each to just start the series. Because I'm like, you're going to be super hot one night and you're going to be super cold one night. And that goes for all teams. And so you're going to win one because Buddy Hield scored 33 points without actually walking inside the three-point arc. And then you'll have another night where you shoot 28% from three and you lose the game. And that's just kind of, that's where we're at. And so that to me is it leads into the feeling out period of a game one, which is, I think what we're going to get tonight, something that's a little bit more like, oh, let's dip our toe in the water over here. Does this work? Does that work? And there's not a terrible amount of stress to whichever team loses, but all in all, Dibs, when I look at the playoffs right now from 10,000 feet.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dude, it makes me feel better about the Warriors' chances of actually competing for a ring. Because I'll be honest with you. I definitely had them on my list of, well, they could win a ring.
Right.
I didn't think they would. I still wouldn't pick them to do it right now. But when you look at the way this is playing out, I sort of look at the Warriors, and we're not used to this. When they win rings, we're like, ooh, they're the best team. They're not the best team. But I don't know how much the other teams are the best team either. Every one of these teams has unbelievable strengths and gaping weaknesses. Even Oklahoma City. And you saw it last night. You know what I mean? Someone like Nikola Jokic, it's going to be a problem for them in that series.
It's going to be a problem for everyone.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
He is totally a problem, and Oklahoma City is not problem-proof. And so maybe that just means the Warriors have a 1-8 shot, but I'll take it. That's great. That's great. Like, they're in the mix. That's kind of just, that's how I look at this team.
Yeah, they have more than a live shot. And if you look at this year, I do think you're right about the parity part of it, because if you want to go back in time and look at the best team and how often the best team wins the NBA championship, it's about 19 out of every 20. But this year feels like it might be a little bit more wide open. Like, last year, Boston was the best team. They were the best team in the regular season. They were the best team in the playoffs, and they won the title. The one that's interesting is the Warriors in 2022. They probably weren't the best team, but they won the title. They played well. They got a break or two, and then they went up against an inexperienced Boston team, and they beat them. So this year actually might be, not saying that the Warriors will win it, but this year feels a little bit more like 2022.